My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I
Welcome to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Valentine's show.
Valentine's Day show.
Can you see the little hearts? The little 70s groovy hearts are flashing everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Do you see them?
Yes, I can see them.
It's gooey here.
It's very gooey and sticky. Well, we hope that you have someone to give a Valentine's Day card, and I hope that they said yes, that they would.
Definitely be your Valentine.
Be your Valentine's.
You didn't ask me.
Look deep into my eyes. Will you, baby? Will you please be my Valentine?
Why, yes, darling.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's so funny to hear Jill and Charles on the phone because he's got two modes. He always ends the phone call with one of two different things. Okay? Mm-hmm. He either always says, okay, baby, I love you. I'll see you later. Right? Mm-hmm. Just like that. Just straight out, normal. But then there's the other way he ends the phone call. And that's always like this. All right. Love you, baby. And that's it. And he hangs up. He doesn't say goodbye. He's just, love you, baby. It's so funny because it's so unlike him, you know? We call it his Elvis goodbye. And he's,
I don't love you.
I love you, baby. So there you go. So yeah, that was
funny.
So yeah, I just wanted to make sure that you understood that. That I will be your fool. There's people are taking off their earphones and slinging them to get the goo out. You know, the sappiness.
Yeah, he looked at the sappiest song you can find.
I did, and there's no one better.
No, nope.
There's no one better.
Nope.
So. But now we must officially get the party started.
Let's get the party, as they say.
As they say.
Two blind squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just a name.
Brad and Faith. See what Brad and Faith will say.
Mm-hmm. I was rolling. You told me to roll. I'm rolling with
slow
it.
Driver.
I roll.
No, you told me to roll.
I
started to roll.
You rock, I roll. All right, here we go.
In the left lane.
Oh, I missed what he said.
See, I didn't even get to hear it.
It's better slow drivers in the left lane.
That's annoying.
It's yes. Better than being blinded by high beam.
Oh.
It's better than a cigarette on the windshield. It's better than tailgaters. Two blind squirrels in the morning.
Do not tailgate me.
Mm-mm. He'll slam in his brakes.
I will.
Mm-hmm. He will.
Don't test me.
He's not the smartest person in the world.
I don't know what you mean by that.
You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
On today's show, we have the lovely Valentine's Day show, where we will suppress you with goo and sticky love talk for the next 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And that's our promise.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
We are the only show that dares, the only Christian talk radio show that dares to ask you, the listener, to be my Valentine. I'm sure John Wilkerson will be glad to respond to that.
Yes, he will. I'm not going to ask it.
No.
No, you ask him.
John Wilkerson, will you be my Valentine? We'll see what he says.
Yeah. I'm sure it won't take him long to reply.
Yeah.
He has to stop throwing up first.
I think
and
he's
then...
calling now. All right. Well, on today's show, we will going to list our top bottom five favorite things about each other.
No.
You were supposed to go, wait a minute.
No, I was. I did. I mean, it just wasn't out loud. It's in my head.
Yeah.
They can't hear that.
No. So my favorite thing, see, we would do fine on the top five. It's when we came to the bottom five, the show would fall apart.
You think?
Yeah, because I couldn't think of anything.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We'll save that for another show.
Okay.
Yeah. The St. Patrick's Day show or something.
There we go. Charlie's birthday, and then we'll air our dirty laundry.
Hey, you got to air it out, or it just sits in the laundry and stinks.
It
you know?
Does. Something fierce. You should smell his socks.
Hamper, and it sits in the hamper. And what do you mean, my socks? My feet are clean. I wash them at least twice, 2-3 times a day.
At least.
At least twice.
He does actually wash his feet.
You can't go to, bed with dirty feet.
He would have lived in Bible times very well.
Can't go to bed with dirty feet. Mm-mm.
No.
In the summer, I wash them all the time because I wear sandals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh. You got to wash them a lot.
What were we talking about? Top five things.
No, what we're going to do, we're going to go through some of our favorite love songs. We're not going to do top five, bottom five. I think people are getting beat down with the top five, bottom five thing. But so we're just going to go through some of our favorite love songs and some of the love songs that me and you had when we were dating and some of our song, right?
Yes.
Our song. You got to do air quotes around that.
Okay. They what was our song other than?
Well, we had a bunch of songs. We were pretty sappy.
Yeah, we were. It was sweet.
Right now, the Grammys just went on, and what was her name? Twyla something? Twangy Twyla? Fast Twang? Taylor Smith. No, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift has a song out called Our Song.
Yes.
Okay, it's really, really sappy country song. And
she's cute.
Is she? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
She looks young, though. Is she young?
If it's country and western music and it's not Robert Earl Keen or Jerry Jeff Walker or somebody from Texas, I probably wouldn't know much about it.
Okay, gotcha.
So, although we do have a country song on the list of songs that are our songs...
Yes.
Our songs. So if you're looking for some songs tonight, you know, you want to go home and have a romantic evening with your significant other. you have to say that on a Christian show. With your husband or wife.
Yeah.
Then
or boyfriend or girlfriend.
Then you want to get some of these songs. Now, these are not, of course, up to date. These are about 7 or 8 years old. But these were our songs. Okay.
10 years old, try.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's all right.
10 years old. One of our songs, the country song that was one of our songs, was Home to You. And that was more like, that was my song, you know, more than it was your song.
Mm-hmm.
But it's by John Michael Montgomery. It's a country and western song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about coming home to you. You know, like, I get to come home. Mm-hmm. I get to
Do you get to play any of these?
To you. I can play clips from them, but I'm not really comfortable with playing the songs.
You played Endless Love.
And, well, I know, but that was an exception to the rule. Nobody's going to send me to jail for playing that. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Come on. That's public domain.
Oh. Okay.
So, Home to You by John Michael Montgomery. Which one of yours that's more like you? I mean, didn't you have a song on the list that was pretty much just from your side, wasn't really?
Well, Still the One.
Still the One. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shania Twain.
Which is kind of weird because it was our song when we first started dating. But I didn't understand it because it's really a song about
an older lasting relationship.
Yeah, a lasting relationship.
It is about lasting. But we always, throughout the relationship, always
thought
it wasn't going to last. So
it's true. Day 4, you're still the one. I can't believe it. Just wait till tomorrow.
It was just this song. This song was... so beautiful. The words were just so heartfelt. And I mean, she was singing about Mutt.
She was singing about Mutt. What could be better than that?
It's a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song. Now, a song that
now
was,
it could pertain.
Now, a song that
10
was,
years later.
Yeah. A song that was old when we were listening to it, but it had just been re-released by Jeffrey Gaines. It was originally Peter Gabriel.
We had listened to it previously as teenagers.
Yeah. By Peter Gabriel, but it was re-released by Jeffrey Gaines, is In Your Eyes.
In your eyes.
The light, the sun, whatever.
Your eyes.
Yeah.
I am complete. Come on. You got it? You got the boombox above
John,
your head? Come
John
on, John Cusack and the
boombox over his head.
In your eyes.
Say anything in the
best
movie, say anything.
Scene ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It wasn't a good movie, and it wasn't a good scene. It was very dorky.
No, the movie wasn't all that great, but that scene was...
I know, it's indelibly...
etched in the minds
of all teenage girls who were teenagers at the time the movie came out.
His big overcoat.
It's a trench coat, yeah.
Yeah, his trench coat.
I had a trench coat.
I did too.
I told you I rolled.
Army Navy surplus.
I like when he says in the song, your eyes are a... He compared her eyes to a doorway to a thousand churches.
Yes. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. All right. So another song that was very popular, this was a new song when we were dating, and it had just come out, and that was Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Uh-huh.
And it starts off very...
it came from City of Angels.
City of Angels soundtrack. And it starts off, it's not... I don't agree with the very first line of the song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The very first line of the song is, I'd give up forever to touch you. And I wouldn't give up forever to touch Faith. I mean, no. I like touching Faith. I'd give up a lot of things to touch Faith. But not forever.
not giving up heaven.
I give up football. Yeah. But, let's be reasonable here. Let's be realistic. But the rest of the song is very good.
Yes.
And it talks about this, everything in this world is made to be broken,
mm-hmm.
and in a world that's made to be broken. And how do you know you're not, you know, and just, it's a very good song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good song.
Go listen to it.
And so there's Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. Now another country and western song. Another country and western song from
Baby,
the Lone Star State.
You.
Mm-hmm. Baby, I'm Amazed. And that's actually became, because we told Brant T. and Amy T. about it, when they were dating,
it became
their song. They played it at their wedding.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Amazed by Lone Star.
Yep.
And so I guess those were
well, and you know, you always have to remember the fun songs that we, you know, like Bonnie Raitt, you know.
Yeah, it's something to talk about. So,
yeah, that was ours.
That was ours. And we had Sarah McLachlan just come out with well, it was
Surfacing.
Surfacing,
came out.
Yeah. It had been out for a year or so, but we rediscovered that album.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of songs on there that are just beautiful.
Jewel Spirit
was another one we listened to a lot, and there's several songs on there
mm-hmm.
that are very touching.
Touching.
And
we were sappy.
We were horrible.
Woo.
And then there was the more raunchy. We were listening to Paula Cole.
Yes.
We listen to those songs. There's another song, City of Angels.
City
soundtrack.
Of Angels, yeah.
There's a song on there from Paula Cole that's, mm-hmm. Let's just say it's for married folk only.
Yes.
So there's some more song. We had a lot of things like that, but let's go through some songs that perhaps weren't our songs, and that are
I got all kinds of
that are on the list of best love songs ever.
Do you like pina coladas?
That's not a love song.
It is a love song, and it is.
It's a song about a man trying to cheat on his wife.
It's not, because he ended up being with his wife.
He didn't know that.
Yeah, but it's so cool because they ended
like,
up together.
Okay, that's like pulling your keys. That's like pulling your husband's keys out of the fishbowl at a key party and calling it romantic. And we have an audience now. We have to be careful what we say.
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry.
So we got Heaven by Bryan Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that song.
Uh-huh.
How about Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart? Is that a love song? It's
not
on the list of
really.
Best all-time love songs.
No, I don't know.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah,
it's very dramatic.
Know.
Turn around, bright eyes. But it's not exactly a love song, is it?
How about Hard Habit to Break?
Your heart. Habit to break. No, because you know why? Because that's not very
loving. It's a breakup song.
Yeah.
It is a hard. It's a breakup
it's
song.
It's hard not to come over and see you.
Yeah, that's a breakup song. But the best love song
it's
ever.
A breakup song.
The best cheesy love song of all time.
Yes.
Best.
Yes.
You're the inspiration.
That's
you bring feeling to my... I know every word. In feeling to my life.
You're the inspiration. I could sing that song, but not without putting myself into great harm to try to hit some of those notes.
Everybody sing that and send them in.
No, we've already inspired...
I want to hear them.
We've already inspired a Bon Jovi.
I want to hear all the Chicago love songs you can find.
Come on. You're sicko.
Get Peter Cetera. Peter Cetera love songs.
No, please. Please don't. I don't want to hear our listeners trying to hit those notes.
Oh, come on, be good.
There is a Bon Jovi one on the list. Always? I don't know this song. It's probably because I don't like Bon Jovi, but there's a song on the list by Bon Jovi called Always.
I don't remember.
Wicked Game by Chris Isaak. That is not a good love song.
Yeah, but it was a cool video.
It was a cool video. And it's a cool song. You know, what a wicked game. But it's all about somebody being teased. It's not really a love song. Uh-huh. How about Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You?
Dolly Parton's version, good.
Yes.
Whitney Houston's version, bad.
Whitney Houston's version is all about Whitney Houston.
Yeah. I Will Always Love Me.
Yes, me. Yes, I will always love you. But I, which is really the focus of the song, is I, which is me, will always love you, whatever you think. But I is all about me. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I get carried away a little bit? Oh.
Whitney does that to you.
Anyway. You know what else is on this list? Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child. Who made up this list?
Sweet Child of Mine. Didn't she like jump off a bridge?
No, I don't think so.
Which song was that?
Sweet Child of Mine.
That was Aerosmith.
It's just somebody whining. That was in the video. It wasn't the song.
I know it wasn't the song.
I like the Aerosmith song. I don't want to miss a thing. That's on the list.
Alicia Silverstone. Yeah. That's how she got started.
I don't want to miss a thing. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to miss a thing. Yeah. That was a sweet song by Aerosmith.
Yeah, that was a good song.
What about Air Supply's I'm All Out of Love?
I'm all out of love.
What am I without you? Dorks.
We haven't even talked about Journey.
Dude, Journey wrote the best ever. They wrote Open Arms and Faithfully and Don't Stop Believing. And When You Love a Woman and Lights. When the lights
go down in the city.
What are you tapping your pen for?
Because I just thought of When a Man Loves a Woman. That's an awesome love
Michael
song.
Bolton. You brought that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, gee, thanks.
Did he actually write that originally?
No, it was Otis Redding, I think.
Okay, that's what I thought. That didn't seem right at all.
Yeah.
Not him.
What about Lionel Richie? What about...
you could list 100
Hello.
Of them. Is
you know,
it you I'm looking for?
So, yeah.
I can see it in your eyes. Hey, that was the one where she did the clay formation of his head, right? She's blind.
When that you're so tied to the videos.
Because I am a video generation child.
These are songs.
I am a video generation. I watched MTV.
It's just sad. Oh, here you go. Here's one. I happen to have Lionel Richie pulled up since I was doing Endless Love.
Stuck on you. Got this feeling down deep in my soul, and I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way.
Where's he going? I don't understand that.
Needed a friend.
I needed a friend.
And the way I feel now, I guess I'm being with you till the end.
That's the bonus package.
There you go.
Guess I'm on
Friends with Benefits.
My way.
Where's he going again?
Mighty glad you stayed.
He keeps leaving.
But he's glad she stayed.
Yeah.
So you stay here. I'm leaving.
What do you want her to come with?
I don't understand. You can laugh. It's okay.
Stuck on you. Been a fool too long. I guess it's time for me to come on home.
Oh, there he's coming home.
He's coming home.
But no, he's leaving.
He's here. Maybe he's on his way home. Maybe that's where he's on his way to.
Maybe.
That a woman like you could wait around for a man like me.
What about chopped liver?
Yep.
Now, wait just a second. You answered a little too quickly there.
Not you. The proverbial you.
The proverbial you is chopped liver?
Yeah. The proverbial man.
What's wrong with our society today that we always put down, you know, put down men in general?
I don't
general.
Put down men. I think men are nice.
I don't understand.
What is this?
Name this tune.
Girl, tell me only this, that I have your heart.
It's hard to make fun of this song because it's so beautiful, especially the reverb on his voice.
And you want me by your side.
It's hard to make fun of this song.
You can't.
Because it's just so beautiful.
Skip ahead. That's too pretty.
I don't I wasn't going to go on. I wasn't going anywhere.
I like that
what about,
song.
What about the newer one, You're Beautiful by James Blunt? Is that song
annoying
you?
You're beautiful. No, I love that song. Really? I know that people like have complete websites devoted to hating that song. But really? I love it. It's just pretty.
So you think it's good?
Yeah.
I know his voice is a little high-pitched.
I like it.
And the lyrics are so easy to make fun of.
So, it's still a good song. The way he pierced his eyes.
Okay,
he just
again with the videos. It's actually, you know, people can't see us. It's music. I like Weird Al Yankovic's version. And why does he start the song and then start the song again? Did he forget where this was supposed to begin?
My life is brilliant.
It's kind of weird.
My love is pure. I saw an angel of that, I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway.
I don't know. This is a love song. This is actually on the list. Can you believe this is on the list? Of greatest love songs? It's a song. It's a cool song. But it's not exactly a love song, is it? Look at you. What is wrong with you? I wish I had a video. I don't know. That wasn't really so much a dance as it was a convulsion. But you can't sit still with this one, can you?
Maybe.
Oh, man.
Oh, what else you got? Come on, bring it up.
Foreigner? Oh, I want to know what love is. I want to know what love is.
Oh, what was that one?
Michael Bolton, How Can I Live Without You?
How can I live without you? I want to know. I know all the love songs.
You know all love songs? Well, give me one. Come on.
No, you just list them and I'll know them.
What about this one?
Oh, what are you kidding me? Christy and I used to sing this in the car.
Who's Christy?
To each other, my Who's friend.
Your best friend from like grade school?
From when I was Helen's age. Till now. It's from Karate soundtrack. Karate Kid soundtrack. Peter Cetera.
This is a horrible song.
There's so many things I want to say.
What do you want to say? Go ahead.
Just love
I'm listening.
You.
What?
I will never leave you.
Well, I'm
love.
Glad. I'm, thank you very much. See, that was worth it just for that right there.
Tonight it's very clear.
What's clear?
It's
just the sky? You can see the stars and everything?
Okay. That was a good song.
That was a good song. I like that song. Mm-hmm. This is Air Supply, Lost in Love. I don't know this song. It's on the list. But anything about Air Supply has got to be a little funny, right? I don't know. Maybe not. Oh, backward masking. I don't know this song. Yeah, man.
It's kind of preemie.
It's not.
This is before me.
It's not a love song, though. It's not a love song. How about Patsy Cline's Crazy, which was actually written by Willie Nelson? For you people who don't know.
Yes, I knew that.
Anyway,
crazy.
So there you go. There's love song talk. There's some ideas for tonight.
Lonely.
Are you okay?
You can't not sing that song.
I guess so.
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers? Well, which one?
Let's see.
Lady. Well, isn't that? But
well,
that's
he had
like
one
a,
that's later.
That's like
that
Lionel
was Lionel
Richie.
Richie.
It was pretty much.
But he did one later. Remember about how he brought home roses and they took each other for they took each other for granted and then. Remember
oh yeah,
that
bring
song?
Bring rose or bring yeah.
Bring her a rose or something like that.
Something like that.
That was a good song.
That was. This is Taylor Swift, Our Song.
He's got a one hand feel
this
on
isn't
the
sappy.
Wheel.
This the isn't the song that was on.
This is Our Song.
Turn the radio down. He says, baby, is something wrong? I say nothing. I was just thinking how we don't have a song. And he says, our song is a slam, a scream, door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window when we're on the phone and you talk real.
Aww.
Isn't that
sweet?
So cute.
Yeah, that's crap. Okay. Yeah. What was that song? Buy Me a Rose. That's what it was called, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't know. Look at it. I remember I liked that song.
Lady, the Gambler, Lucille. No. Coward of the County. No. I thought maybe.
I don't think those were it.
Those weren't it?
No.
Islands in the Stream.
I was just going to say Dolly Parton. Islands in the Stream.
She believes in me.
Are you finding the song?
No. Well, he's got too many. That's the problem.
It's a newer one. Like 10 years ago, new.
No,
years ago.
I know, but.
Huh. Shania's got 100,000 of them, too, that are awesome.
You just try Buy Me a Rose. If you wonder where we find these songs, that it's on Dizzler, Dizzler.com, D-I-Z-Z-L-E-R. You can look up almost anything. Luther Vandross version.
Okay.
Kenny Rogers version.
I love his voice.
Same song.
It's the same song.
I like Luther's better.
I don't.
Sexy.
But it tears her apart. Cause nothing's for her heart.
Anyway. So there you have it. There is our love song talk. We hope you've had a wonderful Valentine's Day spending it here with the squirrels. And we hope that you have a wonderful Valentine's night with your lovely spouse, whoever that might be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
And
sing them, you're the inspiration.
Don't forget to buy them a rose.
They'll be
on
yours
the way
forever.
Home. Mm-hmm. Get some chocolates.
Chocolate covered strawberries.
Get some chocolates for your daughters. Don't forget your daughters on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget your moms on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm.
I already sent my mom and dad a card.
I don't do that with my parents.
I do.
I call my mom. Wish her happy Valentine's Day. Tell her I love her.
Helen and I made sugar cookies, didn't we?
Oh, for her class?
Yes, we did.
Yes, you did. Will you be my Valentine's Day? Will you be my Valentine's, Helen?
Yes.
Yes, okay. She's a little microphone shy. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for joining us today.
2 years of feeling all alone.
It's not really. I was hoping it was pretty piano or something to go out with, but we'll just end it like we always do with our regular music, because that's pretty enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
Sure. I think so. Anyway. If it'll play.
Are you going
to. Oh, I have it turned down.
There
I have to turn
go.
Off Luther Vandross. I have to turn off Luther Vandross.
Bye bye, Luther.
All right, everybody. Happy
Valentine's
Day.
Day. Bios con Dios.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.